The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we started discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication, in which the Commander of the Believers states, وَخَدَعَتْنِ الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا, and the world with its delusions has deceived me, وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا وَمِطَالِي, and my soul with its offenses and my dilly-dallying have deceived me. We had a look at the concept of soul from different perspectives, specifically the different verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. Now, let us have a look at Amir al-Mu'mineen's viewpoint about reforming the soul. Imam Ali alayhi salam, out of his full insight into the reality and his knowledge about everything, has recommended some ways for reforming the soul. And they are cited in the book Ghurarul Hikam. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِذَا رَغِبْتَ فِي صَلَاحِ نَفْسِكَ فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْإِقْتِسَادِ وَالْقُنُوعِ وَالتَّقَلُّلِ. When you desire to reform your soul, do behave with moderation, contentment, and belittle the word. This belittling the word is the kind of perspective we discussed earlier in previous episodes. And this belittling the world is so important that the Holy Quran mentions the different history of the previous nations, and they were doomed to chastisement because they wanted to stay in the world, and because of that, they did not want to see the hereafter. They didn't even want to believe in hereafter. This want and longing for this world is the root of many evil. Imam Ali alayhi salam continues about salahun nafs, which we refer to as reforming the soul, and says, salahun nafsi mujahadatul hawa. Reforming the soul is fighting the desires that destroy it. And he says, sababu salahin nafs al-uzufu anid dunya. The key to reforming the soul is preventing yourself from the worldly issues. Of course, based on our previous discussions, we know what this uzufu anid dunya means. This preventing from the worldly issues does not mean that you don't need to be engaged in the world. Of course, when you are living in the world, you are engaging with it. You're walking among the people, you're doing your business, but at the same time, you're not wishing to be permanent in this world. Because even the holy prophets, even the infallibles, were just like the people. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Tell the people, O Prophet, that I am a human like you. So that is why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was hearing so many pretexts from among the unbelievers, polytheists, and the pagans that why are you a human being like us? They did not know that by having a kind of prophet like themselves, by seeing him and by following him, they can reach salvation.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says about reforming the soul, سَبَبُ صَلَاحِ النَّفْسِ الْوَرَعِ. The key to reforming the soul is avoiding the sins. وَدَوَاءُ النَّفْسِ الصَّوْمُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And the remedy for your soul is avoiding the unwise desires. Imam Ali alayhi salam elsewhere states, آفَةُ النَّفْسِ الْوَلَهُ بِالدُّنْيَا. The corruption of the soul is caused by considerable interest in the world. وَرَأْسُ الْآفَاتِ الْوَلَهُ بِالذَّاتِ. The greatest corruption is the lust for illegal enjoyments. So based on our traditions, the key to salvation, the key to prosperity is to belittle the world and control your mind and soul. طُوبَى لِمَنْ عَسَى فِرْعَوْنَ هَوَاهُ وَطَاعَ مُوسَى عَقْلِ. Blessed is the one who fights the Pharaoh of his soul and obeys the Moses of his wisdom. This divine statement, brothers and sisters, implies that everyone has got a Pharaoh, everyone has got a Moses on his soul. And if he wants to reach Moses' position, he should contrast it to the soul of Pharaoh, or else he will be drowned in the sea of demise. And if he follows the Moses of wisdom, then it is the time that he deserves Almighty Allah's praise, and he will be close to the station of Moses, God willing. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go.
astray, 'cause I need you by my side. How